1590 AM Denmark, W250 CV Green Bay,
and always streaming on the Civic Media
ABC
app.
News, I'm Lionel Moyes. Millions on alert for unhealthy air because of smoke from wildfires in Canada.
The New York Yankees game last night smelling like a campfire. New York at one point seeing the worst air quality of any city on earth. The smoky haze is blotting skylines from Manhattan to Cleveland. More than 400 wildfires are burning across Canada, from the western provinces to Quebec, turning the sky bright orange. Smoke seeping across the border, prompting air quality advisories for at least 80 million Americans as far south as North Carolina. One expert saying if you're exposed to the current air quality in New York for 24 hours, it could be equivalent to smoking six cigarettes.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. A mass shooting at a high school graduation in Richmond, Virginia. A father and his teenage son who was graduating were killed. According to family members, police believe that shooting was targeted. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has begun another Republican campaign for the White House. This is ABC News. A rare medical condition linked to heavy pot smoking is becoming more common now that marijuana is legal in a number of states. It's called CHS, and it affects people who use high doses of marijuana every day over an extended period. It causes severe vomiting and is often overlooked or misdiagnosed. But here's the thing, the only way to fully cure it is to stop smoking. The singer behind one of the most instantly recognizable songs in the world has died.
You know it from that first note. The Girl from Ipanema, sung by Astrid Gilberto, the first song she ever recorded. And not bad for a first song. It would go on to win the Grammy for Record of the Year in 1965, sell more than a million copies, and it's reportedly the second most covered song of all time, behind Yesterday by the Beatles. The song helped popularize the Brazilian bossa nova sound worldwide and led to a long career for Gilberto, though she never quite recaptured the magic of that first recording. Astrid Gilberto died Monday at the age of 83. Jason Nathanson, ABC News.
Lionel Moyes, ABC News.
When snack time rolls around, don't settle for the same old, spice it up with Emmanuel's Mix. Imagine this, corn rice cereal, pretzels, and mammoth pecans, plus a unique coating that perfectly melts sweet and salty. Emmanuel's Mix Spicy Blend even won first place in the Grand Champion Eats and Treats competition at the Wisconsin State Fair. Now that's tasty. A proud member of Something Special from Wisconsin and served on the sweet level of Fiserv Forum. Emmanuel's Mix. Log on to EmmanuelsMix.com. That's EmmanuelsMix.com. And get snacking.
The Talk of Green Bay, 1590 AM and 97.9 FM WGBW programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios.
Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show.
On 1590 a.m. and 97.9 WGBW.
Radio keeps your community informed, entertained, and connected. It's what we're all about at the Civic Media Network of local radio stations.
We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin.
This includes a commitment to news.
Now we want to invite you to join Civic Media's exclusive Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News. It's a place to share your community's news and chat with others from across the state about it.
Join the Facebook group, Wisconsin Breaking News, today. It's the perfect companion to your local Civic Media radio station.
Talking to your kids about the dangers of vaping can be hard. Getting them to listen to hot gossip is easy. So here's some drama you could share with your kid. Dude, did you hear about Cassie and Jake? No, but did you hear that vaping can cause irreversible lung damage and nicotine affects brain development? Nuh-uh. You don't need to gossip if you want to have an open conversation about vaping. So if you want to get tips on when and how to talk to your kids, visit talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold.
1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003.
125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football.
You're about to find out.
Under the Helmet with the Grave Digger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown.
Monday mornings at 8 on WISS and WGBW and on the Civic Media app.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Ready for our little forest adventure?
Yes!
We're here!
Whoa! That was fast!
There's a forest closer than you think. Find a park or forest near you and music inspired by nature at discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by USDA Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hey, son. How are you feeling?
I'm fine, Pops.
What's on your mind?
I can't explain it.
When your kid can't find the language, find the lyrics. Start a conversation at soundedouttogether.org. Brought to you by Ad Council and Pivotal Ventures.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
Welcome to the second hour of our program. Interesting story here. I'm just going to mention this briefly because it's kind of a developing thing. Yesterday, I retweeted a tweet from the governor of California, Gavin Newsom, and because there was a recent flight bringing migrants to Sacramento and then dumping them on the streets, and that was apparently paid for by Ron DeSantis or by Florida. And Gavin Newsom tweeted, Ron DeSantis, you small, pathetic man. This isn't Martha's Vineyard. Kidnapping charges? ? And now we learn that Rob Bonta, who is the, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, he's the Attorney General of California and a Democrat, of course. He has said that he's looking into the possibility, and he was on TV this morning talking about this on MSNBC, He's looking into the possibility of prosecuting DeSantis himself or anybody involved in this operation criminally for kidnapping. So keep an eye on this. This is a developing story, but you know, it's something worth noting. Meanwhile, Nikki Haley, we talked about this briefly on Monday, and you know, she did this town hall on CNN. CNN loves to, you know, when it's Democrats, it's like, okay, let's get a bunch of Democrats on and have them fight with each other. But with the Republicans, it's like, let's do them one at a time and let them, you know, have a full hour to just talk to the American public, because, you know, CNN is now owned by a right-wing billionaire, or at least, the largest block of stock in the company that owns CNN is owned by a right-wing billionaire, the guy who, you know, put the guy who put Chris Licht into place. So what, you know, I think Frank Vian Walton over on Daily Kos came up with the best headline to describe what happened. It's titled "The Dark, Evil, Bigoted Agenda Behind Nikki Haley's Soft Southern Smile," and yeah, spot on. First of all, she said the same thing Donald Trump did when he did his CNN town hall, and he was not challenged by Caitlin Collins on it. And she was not challenged by Jake Tapper on this, saying that, well, Democrats support abortion right up to the moment of birth, you know, which is just a lie. I mean, it's just a very simple lie. I mean, the position the Democrats take is that it's up to a woman, you know, but obviously there are legal restraints, and the Democratic Party and every Democratic politician that I know of, if they're in favor of legislation around abortion, and most are, it's that they should codify Roe v. Wade, which made it a crime to abort a fetus in the last trimester, you know, a viable fetus, unless there was, you know, some really, really, really good reason, like, you know, it was going to be born without a brain, or it was dying and it was going to kill the mother or something like that. I mean, it's just, but those nuances, those exceptions, the Republicans just ignore, and then they lie about. And we heard Trump tell this lie on CNN and was not challenged. And then we heard Nikki Haley tell this lie on CNN and was not challenged. And then she goes off on being woke. She says, woke people are asking too much. They're asking everyone else to change to their whims. In other words, let's start accepting gay people, trans people, lesbians. Holy cow! You know, these are our whims, really? And accepting them is like some sudden cultural change? I mean, we've had gay marriage for a decade now. We've had gay people in our society forever. I used to DJ drag shows when I was 19 years old, working as a radio DJ back in the day. I mean, that was in the 60s. This stuff has been around forever. Shakespeare had men dressing as women. Well, it was the law back then, I guess. But so then she goes on to say that 33% of young girls are contemplating suicide because there might be a biological man in their locker room. In other words, a trans woman. Well, only about 1% of the entire population in the United States is trans, and most of those folks are not kids. I mean, it's a larger percentage as people get older, at least two and through puberty, and into their teenage and early 20s. So the odds of any child, frankly, encountering a trans person in their locker room are pretty close to zero. But even if they weren't, people can accommodate that. This is not about, predatorship or something. But Nikki Haley takes that, again, it's just like with the late term abortions. You take that one little exception, there might be one or two or three or four, 10 or 20, who knows? There, in any one state, there might be a few trans kids out there. And holy cow, let's turn this into some grand generalization as if it's a terrible thing. When A, it's not a terrible thing. We can, we can deal with this. We always have. And B, it's just another way of beating up on a essentially defenseless minority group, which is what Republicans do. It's this whole thing of, let's find somebody to be the villains, and then let's just mercilessly go after them. And then, she was asked about the mass murder. This is particularly bizarre. There were five mass shootings the day that Nikki Haley made her appearance on CNN. It brought the total to 263 mass shootings as of that 150th day of the year. And so Jake Tapper asked her about the mass shootings. She said, he said, what are you going to do about mass shootings? And she said what every Republican says, which is, well, and I quote, she said, the reason a lot of these happen, and you mentioned shootings at schools, you need to have gun-free zones. Gun-free zones. Killers always look for a place that's a gun-free zone. Well, that's nonsense. I mean, the mass shootings that happened on the day that Nikki Haley was on CNN, none of them happened in a gun-free zone. One of them happened at, it killed three children. This was at a party under the age of 10. Two other shootings, total nine victims. They were also at house parties. Six more were shot when people had gathered to mourn the victims of a car crash, and somebody came by and sprayed bullets at them. In the last three events, the shootings happened after an argument broke out. But none of them were in so-called gun-free zones. In other words, schools. I mean, she was governor when Dylann Roof walked into the Emanuel AME Church in South Carolina in Charleston and murdered nine, black people who were there praying. It was not a gun-free zone. I mean, she knows better. But, she had to go on about it. And then she was asked to, about being woke, right? And she said that if a girl is in kindergarten and she's white, you're telling her she's bad. That's just a complete lie. Nobody says that. Here's American history. I mean, yeah, some white people did some terrible stuff back in the day, and some of them still are. But that doesn't mean that you, little five-year-old white girl, have anything wrong with you. Come on. And of course, critical race theory is not even taught in schools, which was her whole assertion. Oh my God, they're teaching critical race theory in our schools. And, you know, what that actually means is American history. Republicans appear to want to ban the instruction, you know, teaching the history of slavery in the United States. I've told this story before. When we moved to Atlanta, our son was 7, 8, 9 years old, something like that. And one evening over dinner, I said, you know, what'd you learn in school today? And he said, oh, we learned about the War of Northern Aggression. And it's like they were not teaching in the Georgia schools that South Carolina, which was the first state to secede, officially declared that their secession was because they wanted to preserve slavery. That, I mean, you could read the document, the secession document. It says, we're doing this because you guys are threatening to end slavery. Come right out and say it. And it was because, you know, Abraham Lincoln had just gotten elected president. But, you know, apparently they don't want us to teach that in our schools. They want to go back to the way education was in the 80s or in the 50s when I was in school. I never learned that slavery was the reason for the Civil War in elementary school. We just knew that it happened. I mean, you know, just the nuance of it was completely gone. Or, you know, they don't want to talk about the 3/5 clause of the Constitution. They don't want to talk about Jim Crow or sundown towns or the, you know, how the Tilden Hayes election ended Reconstruction with a compromise that stabbed black people in the back for 4 generations, 5 generations. The race riots like in Tulsa, you know, the Greenwood, the Tuskegee experiment, the massive voter suppression that we have right now. It's like, you know, just Republicans don't want to talk about this stuff. This is the bigotry and hate associated with so many of the, tragically, associated with so many of these campaigns. I long for the day that the Republican Party can go back to being like it was under Dwight Eisenhower. I remember the Republican Party under Eisenhower. You know, my dad was an Eisenhower Republican. He was not a bigot. In fact, he was very much not a bigot. But, you know, today's GOP is a whole different thing.
This is the Tom Hartman Program.
It's 16 minutes past the hour. We'll be right back.
Love watching television? If you're on a fixed budget, you need to make this free call right now to Dish and find out how you can get a fixed monthly price to watch all the television you want for 3 full years. In addition to a 3-year price guarantee, you can also get free monthly movie rentals. They give you 1 free movie rental every month. That's a $165 value, yours free. Plus, get free in-home tech visits, no-cost equipment replacements, a free voice remote, and you can watch commercial-free TV. Even access all your favorite apps to stream, like Netflix, Amazon Prime, YouTube, and more. Now is the perfect time to call Dish. Take advantage of the 3-year price guarantee. Save yourself some money, and all your equipment is free. Call right now.
800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. 800-478-5560. That's 800-478-5560. Paid for by NPS.
It's June Dairy Month. And though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cows' milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW. This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Woo-hoo! Starting at 6 a.m., the Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, the Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, the Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, the Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
APR 4.05%, but choosing the right mortgage lender means choosing much more than just a rate. Let me ask you, does calling the company with the best client service in America, with 11 J.D. Power Awards to prove it, matter? Does calling the company that invented Rocket Mortgage, the industry's most innovative, client-focused technology, matter? Does calling the company with 17,000-plus team members who are helping to rebuild the great cities of Detroit and Cleveland matter? Of course it matters. No wonder our clients have made Quicken Loans America's number one online lender. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com for the best mortgage experience on earth. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org number 3030.
Missed my opening rant today? It's usually published over at HartmanReport.com, where you can read it and share it with your friends for free. Check it out, HartmanReport.com.
Hey, I just ate my super beets. Seriously, just a moment ago. You know, heart health is important to Louise and me, so we do the things so that we can do the things that we love, like hiking and keeping up with our kids and grandkids. I've been taking super beets for, I think about a decade now. I take it every day. We all have a heartfelt reason to support our blood pressure. Paired with a healthy lifestyle, the antioxidants in super beets are clinically shown to be nearly 2 times more effective at promoting normal blood pressure than a healthy lifestyle alone. And with over 30,000 five-star reviews and counting, super beets heart chews are having their moment. I take super beets for the blood pressure support. Super beets heart chews support healthy circulation, so you not only get blood pressure support, you also get productive, heart-healthy energy without the crash. So double your potential with Super Beats Heart Chews. Get a free 30-day supply of Super Beats Heart Chews and 15% off your first order by going to getsuperbeats.com and then use the promo code Tom when you check out. That's getsuperbeats, B-E-E-T-S.com, getsuperbeats.com, code Tom. And welcome back, 22 minutes past the hour. And Oklahoma has just now approved their first religious charter school. It's the first in the United States where government money is going to a church to educate kids. In this case, it's going to the Catholic Church. It's the St. Isidore of Seville Catholic Virtual School. It's run by the Roman Catholic Archdiocese of Oklahoma City. It includes religious teachings in its curriculum. And it is now 100% fully funded by your and my, and in particular Oklahomans' tax dollars. Now, Americans United for Separation of Church and State has already said that they're going to sue. But the executive director of the Catholic Conference of Oklahoma says he welcomes this challenge. He says, you know, bring on the lawsuit. We've got 8 Catholics on the Supreme Court now, I think. Neil Gorsuch was raised Catholic. He goes to his wife's church, Episcopal Church, but then I think Elena Kagan is Jewish, and that's, I don't think there's a single Protestant on the court. I think everybody else is Catholic. So, which, you know, had it been a Protestant church, I don't know, maybe it would have. But anyhow, the head of the Catholic Archdiocese there in Oklahoma is pretty convinced they're going to win, and it's going to go well for them at the Supreme Court. So keep an eye on this. you know, you'll recall, I've told you many times the story of how at the beginning of our, at the founding of our republic, the reason there are three references in the Constitution to basically not having religion involved in our nation, in our government, were Jefferson was convinced if priests ever became politicians, we'd be in trouble. And Madison, who the father of the Constitution, and Jefferson was the father of the Bill of Rights, Madison was convinced that if government ever started giving money to churches, it would corrupt the churches. Madison was a good Christian. Jefferson was not. He was a deist. And it turns out they were both right. They were both right. Meanwhile, this just a pretty amazing story. I'm going to pause on that story and pick up a phone call. We'll pick that up in the next hour, because we've got a guest coming up at the bottom of the hour. So stay with us for that. Deborah in Chicago. Hey, Deborah, thanks for listening to WCPT. What's on your mind today?
As always, I look forward to hearing you, Tom. In fact, I do the early morning, the re-airing, and it bothers me when it's rainy and it doesn't come through clearly.
Oh.
Try to push.
Well,
yeah,
thank you, Deborah.
And I said before, I've called to the president's line for him, and I'm sure now that he hears that you're strongly supporting what he's doing, he especially enjoys that, because even with Clarence Thomas, Jack Smith, that's where I heard of them early on, and I got on right away to discuss bringing even Jack Smith into Chicago. We had a RICO come into Chicago behind sex trafficking from New York, Atlanta, Minnesota, and here. And I was prayerful that the president would do that, and especially the crimes, the guns from the military base, Kentucky. But all of those, and in fact, and I'm sure you heard about the fallen officer, which a young man, sadly. But this is what I'm trying to say, that the D.C. sniper, the young man, one of the young men, is alleged that he said that that's his job. Again, the D.C. sniper, the young man was influenced by older guy that served in the military that was showing him how to use the weaponry.
Yeah.
It doesn't take
you're
a rocket scientist.
You're talking back a decade ago, you're talking about.
I don't even remember when.
Yeah, I remember.
But I could have been listening to you back almost 20 years ago, C-SPAN, that artificial intelligence, that even the use of unauthorized cameras, listening devices. But I wanted to talk about disinvestment in our community. Rahm Emanuel, you can't have democracy unless you talk about Rahm Emanuel.
I'm with you. Deborah, I'm sorry we're out of time.
You're listening,
but thank you
to
for
the
call. We'll carry this conversation on in the future.
9925.
What if you could turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? That's why Dr. Marty developed Nature's Blend, and Louise and I have seen it work with our dogs Blue and Chewy. They have more spunk. It's because your dog needs a diet full of real cuts of meat, similar to what they eat in the wild. Dogs go bonkers for Nature's Blend. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. Tori from Tulsa says, my fur baby is so eager to eat it. Other dog foods I've tried gave my sweet boy issues with allergies, and as soon as we switched him over to Dr. Marty's, all of those issues became null and void. Give your dog a food they'll love and support their youthful energy, healthy skin, easy digestion, and happy full life. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom. drmartypets.com/THOM or text Tom to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581. 877-247-1581.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct on WGBW.
ABC News, I'm Lionel Moise. Millions on alert for unhealthy air because of smoke from wildfires in Canada.
The New York Yankees game last night, smelling like a campfire. New York at one point seeing the worst air quality of any city on Earth. The smoky haze is blotting skylines from Manhattan to Cleveland. More than 400 wildfires are burning across Canada, from the western provinces to Quebec, turning the sky bright orange. Smoke seeping across the border, prompting air quality advisories for at least 80 million Americans as far south as North Carolina. One expert saying if you're exposed to the current air quality in New York for 24 hours, it could be equivalent to smoking six cigarettes.
ABC's Andrea Fujii. A mass shooting at a high school graduation in Richmond, Virginia. A father and his teenage son who was graduating were killed. According to family members, police believe that shooting was targeted. Former New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has begun another Republican campaign for the White House. This is ABC News.
Strawberry, turtle, grasshopper, so many delicious flavors of cheesecake bars. Is your mouth watering yet? Well, good. Order your bars or bakery items now from Justine's Just Bakery in Madison. Along with feeding your cheesecake craving, you'll be supporting a special training program for people dealing with employment barriers. Justine's Just Bakery. Call 608-598-0042. 608-598-0042. 0042. Changing lives, changing the community. Just Dane.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
My name is Teresa Barber. I was in the United States Navy, and I served overseas in the Middle East and Africa. Early on in my career, I had a commander that taught our suicide prevention training, and the very next day, he took his own life. 90% of suicide attempts involving a gun are fatal. My way of continuing my service is to help protect my community by being a responsible gun owner and by storing firearms safely. Store all your guns securely. Help stop suicide.
Brought to you by End Family Fire and the Ad Council.
If you love them enough to listen to them practice the same song on tuba,
please be done.
Over and over and over and over and over. Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're correctly buckled in the back seat.
Sounds good, honey.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
People won't give you the real talk on drugs, but it's time we know the facts. Fentanyl is killing people. It's a powerful opioid, often made illegally and commonly mixed with illicit drugs. It can even be pressed into counterfeit pills that resemble prescription medications. Just 2 milligrams, about the size of a few grains of sand, could potentially be lethal. This isn't an ad to scare you, but it is an ad to make you think twice. Get the facts. Go to realdealonfentanyl.com. This message is brought to you by the Ad Council.
Hey, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
from international trade policy to immigration policy to housing. We've got all kinds of topics. The wars between Republicans and Democrats, the Republican efforts to induce fascism in the United States. A great selection of opinions will be found over at HartmanReport.com. You've been hearing me raving about Cozy Earth and their incredibly soft and luxurious bedding. It's like sleeping on a cloud, and I'm not alone. There are literally thousands of customers who have left five-star reviews on their website, like this one from Tammy. After eyeing these sheets for nearly 4 years, I finally pulled the trigger. Now I wish I hadn't deprived myself of such an incredible yet affordable luxury. Oh my God, don't hesitate. They're a gift from heaven. I couldn't agree more. Cozy Earth sheets are made from the finest luxury materials, including soft viscose from highly sustainable bamboo. Plus, they're temperature regulating, so you sleep cool and comfy year-round. Cozy Earth even offers a 100-night sleep trial. Sleep on it, wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, just send it back for a full refund. Best of all, you can save up to 35%. I can get you that discount on Cozy Earth. Just go to CozyEarth.com right now and enter Tom, T-H-O-M, at checkout, and you can save up to 35%. Check out their awesome loungewear and bath towel collection, too, while you're there. That's CozyEarth.com, promo code Tom, T-H-O-M. And welcome back. On the line with us are Rob Baril and Ed Hawthorne. Rob is the president of the New England president of SEIU 1199, and Ed is the Connecticut AFL-CIO president. Labor is having a moment in the sun here, is a revival, and it's a wonderful, wonderful thing. SEIU1199NE.org and CTAFLCIO.org are the websites. And Rob and Ed, welcome to the program. Let me start with you, Rob. Tell us about what's going on with 1,700 striking workers for long-term caregivers. What's the situation here?
Sure, Tom, and thanks for having us on the show today. Yes, we've been on strike now for 3 weeks with 1,700 group home workers. These are workers who provide care for people that have developmental disabilities and intellectual disabilities, anything from folks who are, in some cases, quite high functioning, but were born with the gifts that God gave most of us, to folks who really require, arm's length, 24-hour care, just to survive. So these are workers who are extremely dedicated. They care for those clients in residential settings, which are the clients' homes, and engaged in a full range of activities from, activities of daily living, cleaning, bathing, feeding, et cetera, to job opportunities for more high functioning clients, to just recreational activities and social activities that, are the things that give all of our lives meaning. That workforce is 80% female, it is majority black and brown, and it is a low wage workforce. Workers in this industry, of whom we represent altogether 3,000, 1,700 are on strike, but there's about 20,000 folks in this workforce statewide in the private sector. They do work that used to be done by public sector workers. The state of Connecticut has sadly chosen to outsource that work on the cheap. My guess is that the state saves probably $20,000 for workers doing the exact same work as our public sector membership in DDS on the private sector side. It's probably about a $20,000 difference for an entry-level employee.
Per worker.
And really, since the Great Recession, since 2008, these workers were not even told that they were at the end of the line. They weren't even in the line. Okay, folks went for, from 2008 until 2018 with no raises.
Whoa.
Since that time, we've received, modest raises, but these are workers making it at the moment $17.25. And so the fight really has been a fight about, the status of, I would say, all workers, but especially publicly funded and essential workers, in this case, caregivers, and especially these group home workers who are just long suffering and really deserve better for the love and the care that they provide their clients every single day.
Totally get it, Rob. So, Ed, you were the AFL-CIO. I love this ad that you guys ran, the headline, End Poverty for Long. And then this great quote from Martin Luther King about how all labor has dignity, and how it says you're on strike against poverty. Can you talk about how this strike is happening in the larger context of a revitalized labor movement?
I mean, this strike is really worker-based, and it's one of the stranger, I mean, it's probably the only strike that I've ever seen, and very unusual that an employer agrees with the union that the wages are too low. They can't recruit new workers in these group homes because the pay is just so low. That's how bad the situation has become in Connecticut. And the sad thing is, it doesn't have to be that way. I mean, I've said this throughout the strike. There's a big difference between can't and won't. Connecticut can afford to do this. We have a nearly $2 billion, that's billion with a B, surplus this year. Last year, we had a $4.3 billion surplus. We're talking $6 billion in surpluses, and somehow they can't find a path to give these people dignity and respect on the job and pay them a living wage. And it really makes you wonder, it makes you question why the state won't do that, despite how critical the work is.
Yeah,
I mean, care work has always been undervalued and underpaid, and when you look at the group home workers, the day program workers, most of them are women and women of color. I mean, their work has been historically undervalued and underpaid, and sadly, this is just another example of that because they are being ignored by the powers that be at the Capitol building in Hartford.
Yeah, yeah, I get it. And it sounded to me like you dropped an F-bomb there. I hope not, because
don't believe I did.
Okay, good. It must have been some other adjective, because that would be very problematic. But yeah, it seems to me that the you know, people are waking up to this issue, and you know, labor is having a moment. And hopefully it's the beginning of a generational movement. It's certainly my sense of it. Rob Burrill, you're striking, just to clarify, you're striking against the outsourced employer, or are you striking to try to get the state, you know, Ed was just talking about how much, you know, these huge surpluses that the state has, are you striking to try to get the state to, you know, be the employer as opposed to outsourcing these workers? I know Bernie Sanders has been talking about this for years, that you know, the people in the gift shops in the Capitol or in the Smithsonian in D.C. are, you know, working for, you know, pennies, you know, for chump change, basically for $8-$9 an hour, because the federal government outsourced those jobs, and this was something that, you know, was done under one of the Republican administrations. Which are you pushing for, or both?
So, Tom, I would say that you know, the agencies themselves, the private sector agencies, are really just middlemen. The state of Connecticut has outsourced this service that used to be done by livable wage public sector workers with good retirement and with pensions, and they've outsourced it on the cheap at poverty level wages to the private sector. In the private sector, it's all publicly funded. These are private sector workers, but they are 100% dependent on Medicaid dollars. State and federal Medicaid dollars is what pays the bill. Mm-hmm. So, you know, the nice thing about Medicaid is that it is a joint state-federal program. If the state puts in a dollar, the federal government matches it. An investment by the state of $200 million with a $200 million match from the federal government would lift not just our 1,700 striking members, but the entire workforce, 20,000 people, to a threshold of $25 an hour as a minimum, with retirement and health insurance. And those are things that we believe are extravagant. I mean, the stories that some of these workers have to tell are just mind-blowing. You know, Sylvia Grant, who was working full-time and living in her car. Yvonne Dimmitt, 38 years of experience, not making $20 an hour at either of her two union jobs and on strike at both of them. Millie Koch, 67 years old, 20-year employee at the Oak Hill School, working 7 days a week to provide for her family. And, you know, there's a million different stories that we could tell that highlight the many, many challenges that people, you know, who are working poor have to deal with, whether it's the rising cost of, you know, rents and general housing costs, to how you figure out to keep yourself healthy when you're working 80 hours a week. It's one thing to do that when you're 25. You know, we've got members who are in their 50s and 60s that are working 80-hour weeks on the regular. So all of these are questions which we are raising, not just as part of a fight to increase the wages and benefits of these workers, but really to have a discussion as a state about what our budget's for. We believe that the state of Connecticut, that all states, have an affirmative responsibility to lift people up out of poverty. And after 15 years of austerity budgets, where we heard, we don't have the money, as Ed talked about, we don't have it. It was always a lot of myth to that. Of course, there are people in Connecticut, as you know, one, two, or three, depending on the index you look at, wealthiest state in the country. There's plenty of wealth. We just decided not to tax it. Well, now you don't even have to raise taxes to be able to lift people up. You can just rely upon some of the surpluses, which, to his credit, our governor has generated by being quite disciplined. We might argue that there were times where you should have done some more spending, but this is a time where, again, with billions of dollars in surplus, if we're not going to move publicly funded workers out of poverty, when are we going to do it?
Right.
You know, yeah. That's the question that we're all trying to figure out. And you know, look, we don't see this as we're not measuring, I think, this fight as a union in terms of losses and victories. We see ourselves as part of a movement to really lift up the working poor and to lift up the concept of quality public services performed by well-paid workers and the rights of all workers more broadly.
Right.
And that's going to be true whether we're talking about the wages and benefits that people should receive at work. We're also going to be talking about the ability to live in affordable houses and making sure that we have a state's housing policy that moves in that direction, making sure that we're trying to open up things like medical insurance to all. We're part of a coalition which is fighting for health insurance, the state's Medicaid program for undocumented folks, $3 million in a $25 billion budget would have closed the hole that would have given those undocumented kids ages 15 to 18 medical coverage.
Wow.
We know that that's life-saving in some cases.
Yeah.
We should not have to be fighting over things that just really should be the basics of what somebody in a country as wealthy as ours is having to fight over.
Yeah, amen. We're talking with Rob Burrill, the president of SEIU in New England at 1199, and Ed Hawthorne, who is the president of the Connecticut AFL-CIO. Ed, we have about a minute and a half left before we're going to hit a hard break that I can't stop here. Over the weekend, Louise and I were in a tourist town here in Oregon and went into a kind of 7-Eleven type store. And I paid with my credit card, and the guy flips the thing around and says, look at the screen. And it asked me whether I wanted to give a 15, 20, or 25% tip to the guy who just, you know, sold me stuff over the counter. And I looked into this, and it turns out that employers around the country are starting to do this because if a worker is tipped, they could be paid $3 or $4 an hour instead of minimum wage. I mean, it's like employers are constantly trying to find ways to screw their workers. Where do you see the major battles going on in terms of expanding unionization and workers' rights in the United States? In about a minute here, a little less than a minute, if you can answer.
We're fighting that battle over the tipped wage here in Connecticut. We just had a press conference with the governor where he was praising, you know, his leadership and the leadership of our General Assembly and raising the minimum wage to $15 an hour as of the first of this month. And what they failed to mention in that was that the tipped wage has not been indexed to the minimum wage and remains a subminimum. And we introduced a bill this session to get rid of the subminimum wage because, you know, these workers deserve to be paid just as everyone else. All work deserves to be compensated.
Yeah.
And the argument is that the people will stop tipping, and that's just not the case. I mean, there's 7 states now that don't have a subminimum wage for tip workers, and they have a higher tip ratio than Connecticut. So that's all workers should be paid the same wage. And one fair wage is the way to go, and you know, we've been working with our coalition, and we're going to keep fighting for that here.
Very, very good. You guys are doing God's work. Thank you so much for dropping by and sharing with us the story of what's going on there in Connecticut. Rob Burrill and Ed Hawthorne with SEIU and the AFL-CIO. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Tom.
Great talking with you. Great meeting you. We'll be right back. Thank you.
You're listening to Tom Hartman. Visit TomHartman.com for audio and video archives.
Back with your calls and with more of the news of the day right after this break. Stay with us. What if you could turn back the clock and help your dog play like a puppy again, no matter their age? That's why Dr. Marty developed Nature's Blend, and Louise and I have seen it work with our dogs Blue and Chewy. They have more spunk. It's because your dog needs a diet full of real cuts of meat, similar to what they eat in the wild. Dogs go bonkers for Nature's Blend. When given the choice between Nature's Blend and Amazon's number one bestseller in dry dog food, 29 out of 30 dogs chose Nature's Blend first. Tori from Tulsa says, "My fur baby is so eager to eat it. Other dog foods I've tried gave my sweet boy issues with allergies, and as soon as we switched him over to Dr. Marty's, all of those issues became null and void. Give your dog a food they'll love and support their youthful energy, healthy skin, easy digestion, and happy full life. For a limited time, I can get you 54% off Nature's Blend and a free pack of premium dog treats. Just go to drmartypets.com/tom, drmartypets.com/THOM, or text Tom to 511-511. Text Tom to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup. Starting at 6 a.m., The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
If I could be you.
And you could be me.
For just 1 hour.
If you could find a way
to get inside
each other's mind.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
We've all felt left out. And for some, that feeling lasts more than a moment. We can change that. Learn how at belongingbeginswithus.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council.
Walk a mile in my shoes.
Sometimes I just cannot believe all the storms we've gone through here.
I can only hope that we'll be able to leave this house to you one day, baby. You're our legacy.
Planning for these disasters will make sure we're safe and is the best way to protect that legacy.
Protect your legacy. Visit ready.gov/plan for the tools and tips you need to start your emergency preparedness plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This summer, 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW has a new starting lineup.
Woo-hoo!
Starting at 6 AM, The Mayor and Mino. Then at 8, The Earl Ingram Show. 10 to 12, As Goes Wisconsin. At noon, Civic Media Network News. At 12:15, Town Call. 1 to 3, The Todd Alba Show. 3 to 4, Matt Flynn Direct. 4 to 6, The Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crude. And 6 to 7, The Maggie Dawn Show. On 1590 AM and 97.9 WGBW.
Chilton Pierce writes,
"To discover brilliant, innovative, creative, and original thinking is one of life's rare privileges. To discover that such a thinker has focused on the most critical of all issues facing our species is encouraging. Because The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight is a seminal work offering a viewpoint original yet ancient, I see our situation today in a new light. And because of the scope and depth of this work, I find it inspiring as well as disturbing. I rather exhausted superlative in praise of Tom Hartman's book, The Prophet's Way, which I rightly called the most important book I've ever read. But now I find the sequel calling for equal praise, since the issue here addresses the whole of our species, and indeed all species."
The Last Hours of Ancient Sunlight, The Fate of the World and What We Can Do Before It's Too Late by Tom Hartman, in bookstores everywhere.
Hey, thanks so much for sharing our program and for reaching out to our stations and sponsors and letting them know that you're listening. It really means a lot to us. Welcome back. On the line with us is Sam Schwartz. Sam's cousin and best friend was killed in the 2018 Stoneman Douglas Parkland, Florida mass shooting. And Sam is with the survivors of gun violence who are weighing in with Congress here. Sam Schwartz 03 is SCHWARTZ 03 is his Twitter handle. And Sam, welcome to the program. Tell us about what you guys are doing.
Hi, Tom. Thanks for having me on.
Sure.
We are currently
We're sitting in at the Capitol, not on the steps, but a little to the side of the Senate swamp on the grass where they can see us. We are sitting in to demand that Congress takes a stand on an assault weapons ban and puts it to a vote, specifically in the Senate. The House passed it last summer, and the Senate failed to follow suit. So now we have to come here and demand change. I've been doing this for 5 years, Tom. Wow. I was 15 when the shooting happened. For 5 years, I've been fighting for a federal assault weapons ban. And for all of that time, I've done marches, rallies, vigils, meetings with countless lawmakers. We've made so many phone calls to them, and they're not hearing our voice. Mm-hmm. They're not even like listening to us, really. We're basically coming into doing meetings, and then they're escorting us out, you know?
Is this Sam, is this a partisan issue, or are you having problems with Democrats as well as your Republicans?
We are having problems with both parties on this.
That's unfortunate. Believe it or not.
Yeah, it really is unfortunate. So obviously most Republicans are not going to co-sponsor, but we actually have 8 Democratic holdouts in the Senate right now. So it's very concerning.
Who are those Democrats?
So it's Manchin, Heinrich, Mark Kelly, King, Tester, Sinema, Ossoff, and I might be leaving off one of them. But that's pretty much.
So if people listening recognize the name of your senator, give them a shout. The number for Congress is 202-224-3121. So keep going, Sam. I interrupted you.
Yeah, no problem. You know, we've had conversations with Leader Schumer and his staff, and he will not put it to the floor for a vote unless these senators are united on this. He doesn't feel comfortable doing that, and I understand where he's coming from, because Schumer is very good at his job, and I think he doesn't want to risk losing the majority that we have right now. But our view is we have a majority right now, and we're not doing anything to protect the lives of children in school, and not even just kids, but Americans in general. We're not doing anything. You know, if he's and a lot of times their excuse is, we don't have, we're doing a re-election, there's a re-election coming up, there will always be a re-election, but just like there will always be mass shootings, okay? So, you know, it's just ridiculous. I lost my cousin in the Parkland shooting, and, you know, we thought that change would come. It's been 5 years, nothing has happened. It's been 12 years since Sandy Hook, nothing has happened. It's now been 1 year since Uvalde, nothing has happened, and nothing will continue to keep happening unless we come out here and sit in and actually take meaningful action. And Congress has just refused. They refused to take it up upon themselves, so now we have to do it.
So you guys are going to be there all week. Sam, we just have about 20 seconds here. How can people support you?
Well, if you're local to D.C. or in the area, please come to the Capitol building. We're near the Senate side. We'll be here June 6th to 12th, 23 hours a day. And if you're not here, please call the holdouts in the House and the Senate. You can look it up. Call them and tell them to co-sponsor this life-saving legislation.
Is there a website?
We don't have a website, but to co-sponsor, you could just look up like Senate Assault Weapon Ban, and it's S.25.
Okay.
And you can see who has and hasn't done it, I think.
Great, great. Sam Schwartz. Sam, keep us up to date, would you?
Of course.
Okay. Thank you, thanks so much for dropping by. Sam Schwartz, you can find him on Twitter as Sam, S-C-H-W-A-R-T-Z-0-3. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Tom Hartman.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your home projects done and done well. Angie made it better for Louise and me to fix up our fixer-upper. We recently had a leak on our deck fixed, and Angie helped us find the right person for the job. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com.
It's June Dairy Month, and though more than 5 million people call Wisconsin home, we share our state with close to 1.5 million cows. Those beautiful animals. Yes, okay, I grew up on a dairy farm outside of Green Bay. They've been here since before we became a state. Can you answer this? Most of our cow's milk currently makes which product? Is it butter, cheese, or ice cream? The answer coming up. Wisconsin's first official mill plant, 1894 in the Waupun area of Fond du Lac County. Fast forward more than 120 years, now farmer-owned with a second location in the Outagamie County village of Black Creek, the Saputo plant is even featured on History Channel's Modern Marvels for its award-winning cheesemaking. So did you guess? Most of her cow's milk, 90% of it currently makes cheese. Gouda for you. Join us in thanking our farmers by celebrating June Dairy Month. For the Civic Media Network, I'm Terry Barr.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay. WGBW 1590 AM Denmark. W250 CV Green Bay. And always streaming on the Civic ABC Media News app.